Let's talk about sport. Barry Guy is here. Kia ora, Barry. Netball this morning. And the Northern Mystics, they're currently sitting top of the table in that premiership, the ANZ Premiership. Not doing so well without Grace Wecke, though, are they?
Morena, that's right. Yes, it's a season of two halves for the Mystics, really. They were unbeatable at the start of the season, and Grace was leading the way as the goal shoot. The way she performed last season was one of the reasons she was selected in the Silver Ferns. Carried on this year, the 20-year-old, but picked up an ankle injury, missed the last three games. The Mystics have lost the last three games, and they've really sort of started to fall apart, it seems. They have one more game left before the playoffs, and the coach, Helene Wilson, is hopeful that Wecke will be back for that elimination final, but one would assume that even if she is back, she possibly won't be at her best. Also yesterday, the Mystics confirmed that they had a couple of COVID cases. And so, as I say, with 2 weeks to go until the playoffs, it's things are sort of turning sour somewhat for the Mystics. They play the Pulse, the second place team, this weekend, so that'll be a good test to see perhaps where they are and whether they can right the ship. They lost to the third place Stars, a big loss, just a week or two ago, and the Mystics tried, I think they had five different shooters in that game. Wow. As they tried to work things out. Only managed 49 attempts at goal. Monica Faulkner, Felda Vui and Phoenix Karaka all attempted to, you know, try and get things going. But yeah, without Grace and Wecke at the moment, it's just not going too good for them.
Now this weekend is the final round robin before the playoffs. So who is likely to make the finals?
Well, I think it's pretty much decided. So it's the top three. There's an elimination final. And so the Mystics are still top. They are 3 points ahead of the Pulse. And then it's back to the Stars, the other Auckland side. But the Stars still have three games to play. They missed a few at the beginning of the season because of COVID and those sorts of things. So even the Stars, I think mathematically, could still finish top. So it'll be among those three. Who's going to go directly into the final and host the final, which is going to be key, and who will be the other two sides? And I think the Pulse and the Stars are really hitting form at the moment, and it'll just be up to see whether the Mystics, without Grace and Wecke at this stage, can hold on to them.
Thank you very much. Barry Guy there with Netball Talk this morning.